other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the idiot MSNBC person's being defended by the Communist Party and the Socialist Party in the U.S. We have an article up on Infowars.com, you know, the lady that came out, the host, and said in the promo, Harris, she said, hey, let's, the state's going to take over your kids. It's a good thing. She may not even be consciously evil, though she probably is, but she signed on. Everybody that signs on to big government in the system, I'm going to talk at the bottom of the hour about what you're signing on to and where this is going, just so you know. And by the way, this stuff is not my opinion, okay? I mean, we know in an extremely focused way exactly where this is going, not even generally, because the enemy acts like we're not even here and just admits it all. You know how frustrating that is? We got Larry Pratt coming up with updates on the savage attacks going on. It looks like they may get their gun grab passed in the Senate. Then you just, I guess, stage a mass shooting after that and get the House emotionally to vote for it so they can register you and start the persecution of gun owners. We've got some more news on that. Let's go ahead, though, and talk to Dean in Virginia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Finally, I'm sitting in my driveway in Virginia looking up at the sky and about a dozen chemtrails, two of them doing a 360 as I speak.
That's an admitted government program, but everybody calls them chemtrails and never the geoengineering program, so then people still think it's just a rumor. I'm not knocking you for calling it chemtrails. It's just that they say they don't exist, even though they do exist on record, like they say the Federal Reserve isn't private when it's private on record.
My call is talking about two things. The airsoft guns, I was going to talk to the gun guys yesterday, how the ATF confiscated 30 airsoft guns. My son is heavily into airsoft, and I see about 500 to 1,000 of these warriors, these like SEAL team warriors, with their airsoft, very real replica guns that fire these plastic BBs. They said, the ATF guy said on tape, that they can be converted into real guns. I think this is a ploy to get them banned too. Just like, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt. Many cities, because there's not a lobby for BB guns, have already banned BB and pellet and other air guns. And so the people that told you about this saw a newscast 4 years ago out of Washington State where one of the importers of these has a shop. And the ATF guy holds it up and says, you can convert this into a real 223. When it is an airsoft thing that shoots plastic pellets, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's impossible. And yes, they now are raiding people that sell them, saying they have real firearms. And they don't care because they can tell the public. Look, the average person in Congress thinks that clips or magazines are disposable.
Now, my other point was how they're conditioning us with every day, 24/7, about Korea's ready to launch. It could be any minute. They're ready to launch a nuclear strike on the U.S. or Japan. That's all of a sudden we're going to have an EMP over one of our national cities, L.A., Chicago, and they're going to blame it on North Korea.
No. I mean, I woke up at 3 a.m. this morning and it all crystallized. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. The globalists, not even the U.S., the globalists, Donald Rumsfeld, gave the reactors to him in the mid-90s through 2000. There were secret meetings have now come out even in Reuters with the Pentagon a month ago before all this started. And I don't think they totally control them, but they made a deal to give them oil and food and stuff behind the scenes and hookers or whatever Kim Jong-un wants. You know, more movie stars to come seeing, burnout movie stars and basketball players, if he'll do this to sell weapons. And it's some way to then have an excuse to attack China or to menace the Chinese, again, at a globalist level. This is a mafia deal going on. And yes, just like they put the mullahs in, the CIA put the Ayatollah Khomeini. Then they had a deal to have him grab our people, hold them, and that's all come out. Every person goes, well, I saw Argo. That's not true. That's the fight at the grassroots. Up above it, these people work together because they all stand to gain from the crises. And so they may nuke a city sometime. Say North Korea did it, have some limited strike deal. He'll be protected. And then they'll use that to come after all of us. I mean, let me tell you, we're run by foreign banks now. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it is Thursday, the 11th day of April 2013. We're into the second hour. I know XM joins us in the second and third hour. Larry Pratt, executive director of Gun Owners of America, joins us. He was on CNN just the other day. We're going to play this clip later if we have time. If not, it's up on InfoWars.com. And CNN properly said, you know, maybe even more powerful and effective than the NRA. They fear Gun Owners of America. And Gun Owners of America has forced the NRA, and Ted Nugent agreed to this, and he's a board member last time he was on, to get more hardcore. You see, that's what they always say. Don't be radical. Don't be radical. We're not radical. Everywhere the gun grabbers have gotten control, they've taken the guns. Everywhere they've gotten control, they've taken the guns. And when they register, they take them all. And criminals don't follow the laws. And they ought to be thanking gun owners for a 49% drop in crime rate since 1991 because of gun proliferation being the number one issue. And that's been done in university studies by, more guns, less crime, by the professors that have broken it down, John Lott and others. So all of this is happening, and they're there collectively saying it's our fault. When he was also on that CNN piece, you can read the article and see the video up at InfoWars.com. Mayors Against Illegal Guns directors said no one in California has had their guns confiscated. when they're all over the place grabbing them. If you've ever been depressed, ever been on Valium, ever been to a psychologist, period, you're now mentally ill. Notice how they advertise it and say it's no big deal, and now they're going to, without adjudication, try to take your rights. This is up at InfoWars.com right now. New York State police admit wrongly confiscating guns under new laws. Obama blowing smoke on cigarette tax. IRS violates Fourth Amendment. Italian Supreme Court president blames Bilderberg for terrorist attacks. They're set to release documents. Senator says universal background checks could lead to national registry. No kidding. The ATF's already been caught over and over again keeping those records. Chinese professor says 70-80% chance of war with North Korea. Environmentalist signs petition to ban water. We're not joking. They're now saying it's bad, just like carbon dioxide. Top economic advisors forecast war and unrest. That's the news at InfoWars.com right now. But to give us an update on the state of the Second Amendment and the collectivist war against the Second Amendment, they've got one against the First Amendment as well. Their states' rights, Tenth Amendment. I mean, I've never seen such an all-out push and assault. They're putting everything behind it. Gun bill clears Senate hurdle as filibuster falls short in a 68-31 vote. So this is razor's edge whether it's going to pass the Senate. Then there could magically be another Fast and Furious mass shooting, and then they could get it passed. And Katie, bar the door. Joining us is Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, Larry Pratt, joining us to break this down. Larry, what is the state of this war against the Second Amendment right now?
Well, we're fighting it out in the Senate. Even as we speak, there has been a vote on a motion to proceed, meaning we'll now bring up the gun control bills that Harry Reid has now that we've voted to proceed. There were 16 Republicans that voted with Harry Reid, and some of them were kind of surprising, like Senator Burr of North Carolina. It's possible that at least some of these members were just actively deceived by Harry Reid, who promised them one kind of an agenda for the consideration of this legislation, and he's got it in another mode. I'm trying not to get people lost in the weeds. In fact, I barely understand it myself. We've got an attorney that's previously worked on the Hill.
So it's just like Obamacare. It lets them do whatever they want.
They got their way, and then the Republicans will be able to vote on stuff that they want after the damage has already been done on Senator Toomey's bill. Senator Toomey went and made a deal with Chuck Schumer.
Oh.
And anytime you make a deal with Senator Schumer, that can't turn out well. And so that's where we are. We're now taking that up, and the ability to amend with anything decent to change it, whatnot, that's not there because Reid set it up. He set the table, so that's the only thing available for eating. And the Republicans fell for, maybe some of them wanted to believe that it would be an open process. Well, it's not. Guess what? Harry Reid doing it his own way, guys, and you're going to get.
And you predicted a month ago, whenever Harry was acting like he wouldn't go along with this, that it was all playing possum. They always do this baiting and switching so that we can't build up political opposition. They always go, I guess you won. I guess we're not going to get it. And then the Republicans, obviously the real power structure, wants to be able to take stuff out of our bank accounts like Cyprus and Europe. They want our guns. This is the global policy. And so a lot of Republicans are being financed by these interests to go along with this traitorous activity. But Larry Pratt, here's my question to you. What can we do to try to stop this, A, and B, do you agree we've got to get on offense, we've got to, quote, be radical? You know, they say don't be radical because it's not radical to say, hey, we've made the crime rate go down. How dare you collectively say gun owners are responsible for 20 dead kids, and if we don't do what Obama says, registering gun owners and all this garbage and shutting down gun shows and private sales, we're letting the families down. I mean, this is so transparent. Instead of running from this, we need to point out how they're using these dead children and go on the offense.
The fact of the matter is that all of these mass murders that have occurred in our country over the last 20 years, with one exception, have occurred in gun-free zones. Many of them schools, but not all. Some of them were in places open to the public but posted no guns. There was a mall in Utah. In a Utah school, you can carry concealed, but in this stupid mall, I think it was called Trolley Square, you couldn't. Happily, there was a police officer carrying concealed off-duty, but still five or six people were murdered before he could get there. And what they don't want to talk about, that barely made the news, 3 days before the Newtown tragedy occurred, in a Clackamas, Oregon mall, which was posted no guns, a dirtbag went in and started shooting. Killed two people, wounded one, happily his gun jammed. And while he's fiddling with that, a good guy with a gun, who also had ignored the sign, went running to the sound of the shots, and just as the dirtbag was freeing his gun, saw the good guy with the gun, took a few steps in another direction, and boom, ended the whole ugly scene by committing suicide. The police got there several minutes later, which is, frankly, folks, that's typical.
Sure, thank God that gun owners keep stopping mass shootings. My question to you is, how do we defeat this? What will happen in the House now? I mean, I know it hasn't passed the Senate. It's just gotten out of committee. What do we do to shoot this down? I mean, they're doubling down. It looks like to me it's backfiring politically, but they don't care. Is this the greatest assault you've ever seen?
This is a very dangerous measure because this completes the effort to have a national gun registry. They're not calling it that, but when they do the background check, they're telling dealers that if the dealer doesn't want to spend hours, many times, waiting on the phone for a clearance, he can use the internet, which they're increasingly doing. So as most of the background checks are done by internet, they get a little notice the first time they do it saying that all the data supplied over this portal is going to be the property of the U.S. government. There's your gun registry.
I bought a 50 caliber rifle last year at a large gun store here in Austin, and there it all was on a computer and said that. The ATF had it all, the questionnaire, everything, the gun, and they've been caught. You were on CNN, and they said, we don't keep anything. They've been caught over and over again saving all the data.
Exactly, and they've even been seen by many of our members, and I'll bet some of your listeners have seen in stores where ATF is in there taking down all the information. Some cases they make copies, which is actually illegal, but then, hey, wink, wink, we're not making a copy if we sit here and by hand enter it into our computer.
And wink, wink, we ship some guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Wink, wink, we're terrorists.
Isn't that over the top for chutzpah? The very government that's going to check on whether or not we're worthy of buying a gun, haven't committed any crime, we're not in jail, they are the ones that have killed, by their own admission at least, well, they've been complicit in the murder of some 400 Mexicans, a couple of our federal agents. And then they turn around and say, but, hey, Larry Pratt, you want to buy a gun, we're going to have to check you out, bud. We can't be too careful.
When everybody knows criminals don't follow the law. So what happens next in the Senate? And I mean, give us the legislative process. How do we shoot this down?
Well, first of all, as you and I speak, we're sending a communication to the Senate saying, guys, Harry Reid pulled the wool over your eyes. He didn't play straight. There were people saying, well, they were going to vote for the motion to proceed, and then they would vote for various amendments that Harry Reid said would be possible at that time. It won't be possible. It's only going to be Harry Reid's agenda that you can vote on. And so, guys, get with it. Get back in where you need to be and vote against this stuff. We can still stop this. It can be done, but they need, in the Senate, they need to hear from the folks back home. We'll have the names of the defecting Republicans up fairly soon. There were even a couple of Democrats from Republican states, maybe two to four of them that voted right. right. It wasn't enough to compensate for the hemorrhage. 16 Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Listen, all the favors are being called in. The stops are being pulled out. They're going for this because they want to use Homeland Security to persecute gun owners. New York and California are the model. This is a persecution program.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I did this the first time in 94, it was the one group I had to go speak to and make sure they were satisfied with what we were doing were hunters. There's a whole new sort of group of individuals who, I don't know what the numbers are, that never hunt at all, but they own guns for one of two reasons: self-protection, or they just like the feel of that AR-15 at the range.
They like the way it feels. They just, you know, it's like driving a Ferrari. You know, I mean, it's like it's and so my impression is there's not the same sort of cultural norm about gun ownership with a lot of people who are buying guns.
All right. The truth is, we know globalists have taken over America. We know foreign corporations are giving money to anti-gun groups in a seditious action to overtake us politically. Larry, isn't this really about a takeover with the government buying 2 billion bullets and armored vehicles and a Fox News reporting that they're teaching state police that Christians are terrorists, period? I mean, this is really getting so bizarre, I can't even believe it.
Well, when the government is referring to the population or a substantial part of the population as the enemy, and that's what Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, has called people who are pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, pro-property rights, you name it, anybody who's kind of a traditional American, they're the enemy for this administration. And they don't hesitate to call any of us that. And when they buy not armor-piercing ammunition, not wad-cutter ammunition that might be suitable for target practice, but they buy enough ammunition to shoot each one of us five times, 100 million a year and counting, then when you talk about the fear that has been instilled in Americans by the way the president talks, I keep hearing stories of shipments of ammunition coming to a store on a truck. People find out when that truck is due, because many stores have, I guess, regular deliveries. Anyway, they find out when that truck's coming, and even if it's 6 in the morning, there'll be people out there in the parking lot with their hand trucks, and the money will be exchanged on the spot. The product never gets into the store. And with my own eyes, I was in a large sporting goods store in Tulsa a couple of weeks ago, I guess. And except for some used firearms on the wall, nothing on the ship.
Well, I talked to major distributors. By the end of this month, most places will be completely sold out. All the shops in Austin are rationed down to one box of ammo.
That's also a frequent that's now happening. I think they've decided that they can't let the ammunition go to 10 customers in the parking lot at 6 in the morning. So, and it's nice of them to at least ration it out. I mean, at least you can get a box.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. The so-called liberals are authoritarians. They call themselves liberals. They're not. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not. And they really have dreams. This is like Che Guevara or Mao Zedong, and they quote Mao Zedong taking over. And, hey, guys, it's not like you're breaking into our house and we don't know you're coming. Okay, back off now, crazies. Now, briefly, legislatively, how do we kill this? I mean, what happens between, let's say it passed the Senate? What happens with the House? Legislatively.
Well, it's not finished in the Senate, and I think people can help by pouring out an outrage. And we'll have the names of the 16 Republicans up on our site pretty soon, and we'll be sending it out to people who are on our email list. So if folks go to gunowners.org, they can get signed up for that. That's a freebie. Then you'll know who is who. We'll have alerts that carry email in them so that you can send it to the appropriate member of Congress, and that will help deliver the message. They realize that way we're watching, and if they really don't want to come back to Congress, if they think they're going to be paid off royally for selling us out on this issue, fine. Go ahead and keep voting anti-Second Amendment. I'm not going to obey this law if it becomes law. I'll tell you that right now. I'm telling your huge audience, I will not obey this unconstitutional law. They are sitting in the Senate as if they were a constitutional convention. They are infringing on the Second Amendment. They are changing the Second Amendment. And I'm not going to go along with it. And I don't think a lot of Americans are going to go along with it. But it's not over in the Senate yet. There's going to be several more votes. Still time to call. Probably best to call them right now. But do sign up for those email, because this is going to keep – this may go into next week in the Senate. Can't be sure.
Absolutely. We see Obama rallying his idiots. saying, help me, call, get involved. We got to get this done. They are organizing around this to demonize all gun owners. I want to ask you what you think is going to happen if this passes and gets implemented, what the fallback position is in our next line of defense against the enemy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shatter from the sound. The death machine makes falling down, it's gaining pound for pound. Masks, the couture in the summer of rage. They're building mass graves within the states. You and I to vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
Mama's eyes. Shooter Jennings is going to be in studio in the next hour. We're taping a review that will air later, too, on the nightly news. Of course, that's Waylon Jennings' son, but listen how good that music is. That's kind of the soft know what you'd call that, and then he does Great Country, and he's a patriot. And that song came out 2 years ago. It's on my film Police State 4, Rise of FEMA. And made it onto the charts, but it should have been number one. Listen to it.
Let our love for all neighbors guide us. Speak loud when they try to silence.
The words are powerful. Larry Pratt, in closing, my friend, thanks for the time today. Gunowners.org. This is the real deal. What is going to happen? I mean, we see them in New York arresting veterans for over 10-round mags. We see them doing gun confiscations all over the country outside of law to veterans who they claim might have had PTSD 20 years ago. We see a kid says, we ought to squirt that other kid with a water gun. And they go and take the dad's guns and say, you'll get them back when your son moves out in 8 years when he's 18. No judge, no jury. The state police are even, you were telling me this privately, but it's an article up at Infowars.com separately. They're saying, hey, we're being ordered to do stuff that isn't even in this law. But doesn't matter. So the police are even saying, we don't want to do this. This shows how we've got a bunch of Marxists running this country, financed by a bunch of offshore banks. What do we do, Larry? I think we got to call them for what they are, criminals.
It's certainly not legal to violate the Constitution and to talk about setting up a gun registry, which is what the background check is. Don't let them tell you anything else. This is a gun registry. The Department of Justice, as I said earlier, has told dealers, use the internet to do a background check. We own that data. So this has got to be stopped because they've already got a fair number of us on record. You and I bought guns at stores, so we're already there in that database. Not that the two of us are likely to. Oh no, Pratt would never have any guns. So we, but there are a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be known to the government, and that's how they are now going to be known. We saw them confiscate guns after Katrina. Please don't think that my government wouldn't do that. They already have done that, and so that's why this battle is so crucial, and why supporting something like Steve Stockman's bill, he's the representative from outside of Houston, his bill would take away the gun-free zone gun ban. That's the thing that has been the common element in our mass murders over the last 20 years. It's about time, at least in the schools, we get rid of these laws so that teachers, principals, janitors have the capability of having a concealed carry firearm with them to have an element of surprise, to shoot back, and to make it so it's no longer likely that I'm going to kill more people than the last guy did in this school.
Larry, here's my issue. You've been able to stop with Gun Owners of America a lot of legislation when the NRA was sold out, you know, a decade ago. They've gotten a little bit better because of pressure and your pressure. And that's a good thing. As Ron Paul said, you're the only non-compromised gun lobby in Washington. There's a lot of other great state groups and others. But, I mean, you guys are the ones that are really scientifically on it historically. But, see, they're over the top. They're taking over. They're saying we're terrorists. They're saying we're horrible. They're saying we're culpable for dead kids. They're doing all this while butchering the rest of the Bill of Rights. They're going for it all. And I think we have a tendency to hold back because of this idea that, oh, it's mainstream, you know, to be genteel about this and to not go all the way. But there's no way to not call it what it is. And they are a pack of lying criminals that want to disarm us, to enslave us. We have a map we'll put on the TV screen for listeners. I'll have this posted on Infowars.com. FBI statistics for gun violence. And then it says 2012 voting pattern. And the crime is all in the Democratic blue areas. I mean, if they are criminals. They are a criminal culture. I'm not even a Republican. They're the Democrat light. My point is, look at the Akron findings, where they go into every other Akron, and they're like, yeah, we want sex slave children. You want to make some cash? I mean, it's just, these people are gangs of lawless lunatics with moron can't followers on welfare behind them. and they mean to have a war. They're training for war with us. There should be a congressional hearing over Obama's new Army manual. Guys, put up Army manual gun confiscation. In it, it talks about getting our Social Security numbers, taking our guns, putting us in FEMA centers. This is, but it sounds so radical when it's the new Army manual that's public. This isn't even classified. I mean, this is red alert, run down the street with your hair on fire, like Paul Revere saying, the New World Order redcoats are here. They ain't coming.
Fast and Furious already took place, and it only stopped when, to the government's surprise, we managed to find out about what they were doing. Over 400 dead Mexicans that we know of so far connected with those guns, and a couple of our federal agents murdered by people using Fast and Furious guns. And it just drives me crazy to think that this is the government that thinks it has the moral authority to decide whether you and I should be able to buy a gun. I'm sorry. I don't think there should be a background check. What good is it?
No,
when the
criminals
is giving guns to the enemy.
What do you think of Snoop Dogg with all of his drug arrest and convictions and murder arrest and then you know, plea bargains and all the gun arrest saying we need to all turn our guns in? I mean, I guaranteed Snoop isn't going to turn in his illegal guns. By the way, it's Internment and Resettlement Operations FM 3-3940. Folks, read it and weep. February 2010. I mean, I'm just sick of these people in my face, criminals saying, turn my gun in. You first, criminal. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. Well, I think we might ought to ask the government to start turning in their guns because they don't put them to very good use. This is just, if they really think that guns are the problem, if that's what Mayor Bloomberg, for example, thinks is the problem and you and I need to be disarmed, Mayor, I'll give some credence to your argument, and I'll consider it when I see you tell the bodyguards that you've got to go on home. You're not going to need them anymore. No more armed men around you. No siree, because we know that guns only make it likely that there's going to be more violence.
Absolutely. In closing, Larry Pratt, I asked the question for the break and digressed after we came back. What do you think is going to happen if they succeed? And clearly their plan is to then persecute gun owners and nickel and dime us and misapply gun statutes like the ATF does, where a guy's AR-15 M4 misfires and shoots three bullets in front of everybody. It's a military veteran, no criminal record, and they throw him in prison. I mean, clearly they want to persecute us. As a litmus test, they hate our guts. Being criminals, you have that criminal instinct to go after good men. I mean, what's going to happen? Because it's not just me. A lot of others are saying this is going to become a civil war.
This can only happen if the Republicans let it happen. And if they think they're going to be immune from consequences at the polls, I think they're making a very serious political mistake. There's a more conservative constituency voting in this off year coming up. The drones tend to come out more for the presidential election. But the producers and the conservative, more conservative people are going to be voting. There's going to be primaries. And believe me, we're going to be looking for credible primary opponents to each and every one of these Republicans that votes wrong, that votes to basically do away with the Second Amendment and to infringe away. This is serious stuff, and
well, Larry,
this will have consequences.
Before this goes to blows, like Bunker Hill, that's what they're looking for, I'm going to use every means necessary that's nonviolent. And if that means picketing, if that means bullhorning, if that means a politician that's anti-gun, if I can sue them for something else they're doing wrong. I mean, I'm pulling out the stops, okay? I personally am going to start, you know, frequenting bars that anti-gun city council people stay at, and I'm going to catch them with a hooker. I'm running counterterrorism against them. I'm turning it loose. It's time to do what the Veritas Project does, or Project Veritas. Because let me tell you, I know these people. All of them are crooks. I'm telling you, 99% of these globalists are crooks. And if we just start, get them on anything we can. Larry, this is all-out war, is it not?
They're declaring it, so they shouldn't be surprised if it actually happens. I guess they figure that they've been used to getting away with a lot of stuff. And I think that's going to be coming to an end now. I think I've never seen people this upset this long, not even after a column.
Well, they're not upset. They're probably staging it all. They stage Fast and Furious.
Well,
oh, sorry.
It's going to be serious stuff. So I think they better consider what they're doing. I know that the servers on Capitol Hill have been breaking down. There's been so much contact coming in from us rubes, and they disregard that at their peril.
Well, what do you make of all the FBI and Secret Service and federal marshals? Feds have been speaking out and quitting, like Bongino and so many others. They're really getting, wow, bad guys are really running the federal government. I mean, this is really bad.
And what there's a flip side to that, too. Those that are in, like the Bonginos of the world, these are guys that are highly trained. And if they're not going along with the program, they're your worst enemy, Mr. Administration.
History is repeating itself. We have front row seats to trying to stop basically Hitler in 1935 or so after he's already in. And again, I know Romney was a globalist. Romney basically rolled over. It was all pretty much staged. But I got to tell you, I've been critical of all these groups. But I'm telling you, Obama is so much worse than I even thought. And the fact that they're just going for it and shutting our power plants down. And, I mean, they're trying to – it's not rhetoric. They're trying to bring America down to collectivize us like Mao Zedong did in China. I mean, these – and they all quote Mao Zedong. They say our kids belong to them. I mean, they're flaming authoritarian dirtbags.
They're tearing down dams in the West. They want to rewild the country, kind of like Romania, move us all into large – urban centers where we live stacked up in high-rise.
They're admitted communist. God help us. LarryPrattGunners.org. Thank you for always coming on to give us updates. I know you're a very busy man. You know, have a quick 10-minute lunch before your next. I'm going to let you go so you can eat something.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk to you. Folks, go to Gun Owners, sign up, become a member, get the free alerts. We'll talk to you soon, Larry.
Thanks again.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is just freaking me out. Because all I do is watch these liars lie and use dead kids and everything else when they all know full well. And then, if you're not a TV viewer, we just showed the map of everywhere that the socialists are in control in America, and that's where the crime rate is 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then they spin it going, well, we do need to take all the guns in the urban areas. That's where the crime is. That's because that's where you've got all the people from countries that never had a Second Amendment who were domesticated and roll over to crime. And that's where you've got the corrupt police forces. And I mean, that's where it is. I mean, Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world. And notice everywhere on the Mexico-U.S. border has the highest crime rate. If you go pull up the numbers, just type in FBI statistics for gun violence. Actually, put the URL up on screen for TV viewers so I can give that to them, or ask Kurt Nemo and Adon Salazar to post that. If you wanted to fix Mexico, at first it'd be like, you know, getting over a bad flu. There'd be a high fever. You would arm everybody in Mexico, get rid of all gun laws, and that's all. There's a few dozen cities that have had their crime rates drop because citizens finally got guns, probably legally from the U.S. and Mexico, and they have vigilante squads, and the crime rates have imploded. The criminals only come in when they know they're not going to be opposed. That's government criminals and others. They've got all these Mormon communities down in Mexico where they just have guns illegally. And they've told the police and they've told the military and they've told the cartels the same thing. We're ready for war. Leave us alone. Don't come in. And they've been in control of this area for a few years. Crime rate has just disappeared. And because they have, you know, the men, like, you know, well, it's your night to stay up all night up there at the sharpshooting positions with the Barrett 50 cal and the night vision. I mean, you got 4 or 5 watchmen in a town of thousands of people, and the criminals stop showing up because they know there's somebody there with a gun on them. I mean, this is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they've taken all the guns in Mexico from the people hundreds of years ago. And now it's just amazing. It is amazing. And I said I'd get into the globalist master plan. And I even recorded some notes this morning at points I wanted to make in the middle of the night and all of it. And I covered some of it the first hour. I'll have to do it. I'll have to do it in overdrive today after Shooter Jennings leaves. Or I'll have to do it tomorrow on the air. And I don't procrastinate covering this. It's just the magnitude is so great that I need to do a special report or something. And again, I just want to ask listeners, pray for this show, because the globalists are radical in their attack because they know that's how they take over. We have to, quote, be radical in our counter response. It's not radical. You see, they lie to you. Normal response they call radical. They go, don't be like Alex Jones. That's discrediting. And then people are so mindless, they go, oh, I better be soft-spoken and say, maybe you shouldn't take our guns. You know, have you seen the statistics? Guns lower the crime rate. Shut up, baby killer. You killed the kids at Newtown. When they're the ones that want to kill babies up to age 3. They're the ones trying to abort as many babies as they can. They're a death cult. They're sick freaks. They're scum. They're trash. They're garbage. And every day I think about how I've got to risk my life. Believe me, I am. And my family and everything. Because we cannot let them take over. And again, it's not because any of us that are fighting tyranny are heroes or anything. Folks, it's because it's in our gut. Yeah, we actually have an FBI graphic you guys can even show that's in the computer that goes through it and breaks it down and shows the numbers 49% drop. By the way, the crew does a great job. I get so focused on fighting a new world order, I'm like, get that document, get this document. And I think over the years, not my crew now, but some people have thought I'm like mad at them because I'm so crazed. I'm crazed, not craven. And I'm trying to stop Lenin before he takes power. Or Lenin's in charge, but he hasn't secured the whole country yet. You know, that took him a decade. I mean, yeah.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Everybody knows I'm a big Waylon Jennings fan, and I'm also a big fan of his son, Shooter Jennings, who I've never met in person, talked to on the phone quite a bit. And, of course, a lot of his music's been used in the film like Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. But, I mean, to meet him in person, it's like he looks even a lot more like his dad in person than he does even in his photographs. It's like it's amazing. I don't get Star Trek over just regular, like anybody who's a celebrity. I like people I admire. I can't tell you how many mornings we've cooked breakfast with our kids or back when I was a kid listening to Waylon Jennings and people. I mean, I just love Waylon Jennings. So Shooter Jennings is here coming in studio at the 5 after break in the next hour to talk about fighting the New World Order, and he's kicking his nationwide tour off right here today. He's going to be outside Austin playing tonight. Okay, let's go to the man who was on with us Tuesday and said he predicts an imminent Bitcoin crash, and it went from 260-something down to 100 in just an hour, just as he predicted. And I added the prediction that it would bounce back up, which it did partially. So joining us via Skype just for this segment and the next is Mike Adams from his farm, from his extremist compound. Mike Adams, I mean, you called it. Some are saying that we actually caused it. I say balderdash.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. There's no way that we caused this. And I mean, even if we did, then that would mean the currency is so weak that it was a joke to begin with. So we couldn't have caused it just by predicting a crash would happen at some future date. But it is true that on your show, you and I predicted, we called it 100% accurate that a disastrous crash was coming. It happened less than 24 hours later, crashing from 266 down to 105. But the real story here is that I believe this was an attack by central bankers. I believe, this is my personal belief.
Well, you predicted that too on the air. Go, yeah.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It unfolded exactly as we talked about. There is a user out there called Bitcoin Billionaire who dumped Bitcoins onto the market. I believe this was a probe attack by the central bankers to determine what's called the buoyancy, the resilience of the Bitcoin price support by dumping a predetermined amount into the market and watching how much it crashes. They can then calculate the amount needed to crash it down to any desired target level. So I believe this was a central banker probe attack that could be followed by a disastrous crash, which could be accomplished with less than $1 million in capital. That's how vulnerable Bitcoin is to market manipulations. The other important point here, Alex, is that the volatility of Bitcoin now proves that no large merchant will ever accept this currency. So Bitcoin has failed as an experiment. I'm sad to say that. I wanted it to work. But I have to admit it has failed in terms of a usable currency that large-scale merchants like Amazon.com would theoretically accept. They won't touch it now because the one-day volatility is now over 50%, even 60%, meaning that merchants can't trust it as a currency. That means that Bitcoin's only use, real use, is to buy and sell Bitcoins, which means it's a speculative bubble. And it means that those people who are now pushing and hyping Bitcoins are really, in my opinion, engaged in what can only be called the Bitcoin cult, Alex. This it doesn't make rational sense
anymore.
You heard
it here first. The Bitcoin cult. It was cultish. I've been down the street like 6 months ago. I'm like, you've got to cover this. It's the greatest thing ever. It will bring them down. And I'm like, but they'll just short. I mean, they're suppressing gold while they hoard it and buy it. And people say, well, that's a gold cult. No, the elite are the ones buying that. But I like the idea of this type of free currency. The problem is whatever's big and whatever comes out first, the enemy is going to try to blow it up. That's the basic warning.
It's super easy for the central banks to manipulate it, to crash it, to discredit it. And the main Bitcoin exchange has now frozen all transactions for 12 hours. It's a Bitcoin bank holiday, Alex.
A Bitcoin bank holiday. But you're bad because you're right. Bad Mike Adams. Bad, bad, bad. Start getting it wrong all the time. We'll give you an MSNBC show or a CNBC show to talk to nobody.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.